Hey, welcome to another edition outside Pizza Box. The extended intro version.
You just came from outside.
I'm catching my breath here. And it's the closest, or the latest, I should say. It's the only time ever. Traffic, man, and work. You know, I mix the two. That's what I do. I deliver. So now we're going to deliver the, Pizza Box Booster Edition. I feel boosted up and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, right on. All right.
So, and by the way, because I live in Stoughton, Wisconsin, I got another dose of the Janssen. So, sore shoulder again, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of old, you know. There's not as much... Not as much flesh to go through anymore, so it goes right to the bone. But we should get to the bone of the things in Wisconsin, huh? Oh. Listen, I'm kind of disappointed. I should have been at the Capitol this week, and I knew, and I called Matt Rothschild, and he was listening to the Branch in the Hut and Jabba the Gableman hearing that they had. By the way, these are new signs for those two folks. Don't be too offended, everybody, right? But if you look it up, I mean, Jabba the Hutt, I mean, the definition fits her, actually. I mean, you'd be amazed. Some of the things that come to me through the pizza box on the outside, somebody sends me those. I don't know if it's like anchovies, olives, whatever it is. I got the feel. I've got the pulse. And the pulse tells me it's time to publicly humiliate these clowns at every turn again. There's really not much else you can do. I mean, the courts are kind of packed against us. Yeah, Supreme Court. I mean, the state Supreme Court, the one that doesn't want to protect us from, I guess, fascism at this point. I mean, Gableman and any of the people that were, you know, that are the right side of the court, which happens to be the wrong side. They're all fascists. In fact, at this point, anybody that supports and votes for the Republican Party, welcome to fascism, clown. You're in. You're part of the club. Not that billionaire club that everybody should be upset with. Listen to that. I mean, oh my God. Elon Musk, right? He was worth $20 billion. Before the pandemic started.
Did you see an old... Oh, you finish. I got it.
And now, how much do you think he's worth? Okay, so the pandemic started basically March of what? 2021.
Give me that again. I interrupted you. Give me that again.
He was worth $20
billion. $20 billion, okay.
Yes, before the pandemic.
Before the pandemic. Let's see.
And it's not post-pandemic. So continuing through this pandemic, he now has over $220 billion to his wealth.
Richest person.
And he's mocking Bernie saying, hey, I got news for you, Elon. You keep riding in them rockets, man. Bernie might still be alive, and you might not be. Wise guy, with all the money and all the time on your hands, huh? I don't know why anybody in this country would support these clowns going up in space right now. That's your hard-earned dollars. That's your grandchildren's future that they're taking with them. But in Wisconsin, yeah, I mean... I missed the hearing, right? So, and it may, sometimes this happens for a good reason. I may have gotten too upset. I might have tackled Gableman and started, you know, working him over.
Well, it's a good form tackle. It'd be okay, you know, like lead with the shoulder, not the head.
The other thing is you want to get like, see, the guy's a lot bigger than me, right? And weighs a lot more. So you have to like get the right angle on him.
Yeah, for sure.
And this is something, you know, with all those corners of pizza boxes, I've learned how to get the right angle on some of these guys. I mean, I'm feeling it. So I'm going to be calling people this week. I found a pizza joint that has plain white 16-inch boxes. 20 inches is better, but there's no writing on it, and it's white. And so I'm going to purchase a case of these 50 pizza boxes and start making signs. And then maybe some of these people that want to get involved, I'll give them signs and they can make creations of their own signs if they'd like and kind of branch out a little bit. Because it's not quite the same as when I was doing it back in 2011. But it'll be good. I guarantee you, there'll be some people that'll be laughing. And then there's some that might start crying. Right, John Nygren? Still listening? First you dumped Wisconsin. Oh, no, first you dumped your family, then you dumped Wisconsin. And since you wised off to me a couple weeks ago, maybe I'll bring your sign back. Because if there's a chance of you walking through the rotunda and seeing that, and then you'll start crying again. Because the truth hurts, see? You know, that's what makes people cry, the truth. You know? All this, these right-wingers, they aren't crying, are they? Because, no, they don't have the truth. They're angry. So they're with the lie. They're going with the falsehoods. When I go by these churches and I'm like, oh, count your many blessings and God this and God that. And I know that you supported Trump. Oh, man.
That's an interesting conundrum. How do they promote all those Christian values, but then they voted for that guy?
Hey, listen, man, if they knew their own scriptures, and I am no, like, student of the Bible, but I did used to get up at 5 in the morning and get baked and watch this guy, Arnold Murray.
Did you ever do Bible camp? Or
no, okay, no? Heavens, no.
They didn't
no,
put
I
you
was
in
Catholic.
One of those?
Okay. I was, you know, the first communion, you know.
Every day was Bible camp almost then.
Had to do all that stuff till you got pretty much, what was it, confirmed?
Yeah, yes, you've been confirmed.
I was confirmed the all day right. I was born.
Okay.
Now that I know that, you know, I'm a recovered Catholic, but I'm also a recovered Christian because by their terms, you know, I'm not a Christian, okay? You know, taking food from the poor, taking choice away from, yeah, how do you like that? You know, they want to flip over Roe v. Wade? Hmm. So, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking, well, you know, and I heard Bill Press was on The Devil's Advocates with Mike, and he's right, man. I don't think this sits well for their next election if they actually run on this and go through with it. You know how women get, right? When they're really pissed when it comes to social justice. They're a lot more involved and easily motivated over the males my age who sit on their butts drinking beer or whatever, watching football, thinking that's more important than life or... The greatest sport of all is getting in the face of the fascists. It's the funnest thing I've ever done in my life. So I guess I'll just have to keep doing that. And, you know, I'm, you know, a little bit arrogant. I think I'm pretty good at it.
I don't think you're arrogant. You got flair, man. You can get people's attention. That's what is needed especially right now.
I wish I could get more people's attentions on the highway in a more positive way rather than me getting... You know, road rage because I am really sorry that I'm ticking you off because I'm driving right at the speed limit. Because I'm on this mission, man. I went to Stoughton Police Department. Can you imagine that?
Did you?
Why would I go there? I mean, there's a couple times they caught me with marijuana in my lifetime. Granted, the officers have changed. Most of those guys are gone. But and I'm not afraid to tell them, hey, man, I told them we need... Marijuana should be legalized, but we'll talk about that another time. But I said, what about all this, how we can't enforce the roads right now? There's nobody out there getting pulled over for driving like a maniac. Very seldom do I see somebody getting pulled over unless it's in my rearview mirror myself, okay? It's just, I haven't seen, and it just freaks me out. And I'm like, hey, man, we need to I don't care. You know, he's talking about, well, we have those things. Yeah, the ones you put up where it shows what your speed is and it flashes red really high if you're driving and everybody just keeps driving that way. And then all of a sudden you see me, you know. Hey, I don't have to get into the right lane. I got to make a left turn up here like 2 blocks away, right? I'm not going to get over into the right lane. This ain't a gosh darn freeway, okay? I'm telling you right now, the rules of the road, there are none. I've seen more rules in NASCAR, and I hate those guys. Those guys, what a bunch of... Hey, Trump! Yeah! Hey, well, when we get back, have you seen the one about the Trumpy bear?
I haven't.
Oh, I'll tell you more about it when we come back. Are we going to a break?
Yeah, like a minute.
Oh, okay.
I just like the song.
Well, I can say it now, man. I was watching TV, and I'm freaking out. I thought this was like an advertisement for a comedy thing. No, here's this Trumpy bear with the golden curly hair on the top. And, oh, for $19.95, 3 payments. And it comes with his little star-spangled blanket that comes with him and a certificate of authenticity that now have a Trumpy bear.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, they're running these like simultaneously with the... you know, advance Medicare advancement so we can destroy Medicare and privatize it. You know anything about that? We'll talk about that too, man. Since I think I got scammed into it, but I'm gonna dump these big healthcare companies. I'm going to a cooperative local, man. That's the way we all need to start doing that. But I'll explain it when we get back.
Sounds good, man.